Diane Ravitch was President George H.W. Bush's Assistant Secretary of Education and also served on the National Assessments Governing Board. She has been watching the budget battle in Wisconsin rage on and agrees with the governor's critics that education is in trouble should the legislature approve his roughly $1 billion cut to public schools.
It's kind of bizarre to hear people who talk about reforming education, cutting the heart out of the school budget, and you'll be left with an emphasis only on those things that will be tested, which is reading and math.
Ravitch says the arts, foreign languages, and extracurricular activities like sports will likely be dropped. Class sizes would grow significantly, while the ranks of school nurses and librarians would dwindle. Ravitch says the governor's budget plan would reduce schools to the basics.
So if you're left with this bare bones reading, writing, math, and testing, you're not preparing kids for the future. You'll find yourself, in fact, preparing them for the early 20th century. But the factory jobs of the early 20th century don't exist anymore.
Ravitch is also critical of President Obama's Race to the Top initiative, which she calls No Child Left Behind 2.0. She says both programs overemphasize testing and punishing low-performing schools, when the real emphasis needs to be on getting kids to love learning. Governor Walker's office did not respond in time for the story, but the governor has said his plan to restrict collective bargaining will help schools accommodate cuts by having teachers and others pay more towards their pension and health care benefits. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.